Hello, I'm calling on behalf of Metro Research, and I'm conducting an opinion survey, and would like to ask you a few questions about the upcoming elections. To make sure we have a presentation of all ages, let me ask you, what is the year of your birth?
1964.
All right. 1964, perfect. What is the highest level of school you completed, or the highest degree you have received?
Associate degree.
Associate, all right. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
What race are you?
African-American.
African-American, but, all right. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I am registered.
Perfect. As you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. So how likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote, or will you definitely not vote?
Definitely vote.
All right. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 elections on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not motivated at all, and a 10 means that you're extremely motivated?
We'll give it a 10.
A 10? All right. How much power do you feel like your vote has to create change in your community? And if you could please rate the amount of power you feel you have on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
10, it should have a lot of power.
Hopefully. Right. Thinking about the upcoming elections in November 2024, what are the two most important issues for you when voting this year? And I'm going to read you a list, and I can read it again if you would like. So the list goes, jobs and the economy, abortion, Israel-Palestine conflict, criminal justice reform/police violence, crime and violence, voting rights and democracy, cost of living and inflation, climate change, immigration, racism and discrimination, student loans forgiveness, and health care.
Wow. Can you repeat that?
Yeah, of course. So the list goes as jobs and the economy, abortion, Israel-Palestine conflict, criminal justice
jobs
reform.
And the economy. Jobs and the economy.
All right. Do you want to keep going with the list?
Keep going.
Oh, all right. Criminal justice reform/police violence, crime and violence, voting rights and democracy, cost of living and inflation, climate change, immigration, racism and discrimination, student loan forgiveness, or health care?
Cost of living, inflation.
All right. Perfect. So now we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people using a scale from 0 to 10, where a 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable feelings towards them, a 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, so it's neutral, and a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable feelings towards them. And you may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel.